Well, it's that time already. Simon Marks joins us with the latest news from the US, where Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail and early voting has begun in Florida, one of the key swing states. Simon.
It has indeed. In-person early voting underway in Florida today, Ian, and there were very long lines and queues of voters in the Sunshine State, even though large parts of the state, uncharacteristically, were getting pelted with rain at dawn this morning. But all of that adds to the sense that voters are willing, if necessary, to brave even inclement weather in order to cast their ballots in this election. President Trump spent the morning here trying to put down behind the scenes panic within his campaign specifically, and the Republican Party more broadly. A growing number of Republicans think the writing is on the wall in this election, and it points to defeat, not just in the race for the White House, but in the quest to maintain control of the Senate as well, with a host of top Republican candidates there now in considerable trouble. So the president got on the blower with his team today, insisted that claims his top aides are depressed and feeling down are inaccurate. He dismissed well-sourced reports that suggest senior members of his staff are already distributing their CVs and looking for new jobs in the private sector. And he said he still believes the election is winnable. He also said the public is tired of hearing about COVID-19. They want to be left alone, he said, which chimes with the promise he made to Americans on the campaign trail in Nevada.
The pandemic is rounding the turn. It's rounding, and we have the vaccines coming, and they go crazy, the fake news, but I will tell you, it's rounding the turn with or without. It's rounding the turn. You'll see that. Normal life. That's all we want. We want normal life, right? We want normal. Just... we want to be where we were 7 months ago, right?
Well, who wouldn't? But in the real world, a new wave of COVID-19 is beginning to spread across the United States. Cases are now climbing in every state apart from Texas. Even North and South Dakota, once considered virtually immune from the pandemic, are now struggling with intensive care beds filling up rapidly. So Joe Biden is banking on the fact that Americans want to hear the truth about the pandemic, not presidential bromide rooted in fantasy.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turn the corner. Turn the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
The president also continues in his relentless attacks against public health professionals. On his phone call today with campaign staff, President Trump called Dr. Anthony Fauci, the most respected public health voice in America, a disaster. People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots, said the president, inventing a claim that if he had listened to Dr. Fauci, the death toll in America would be three times higher than its current level of 220,000. That attack against Dr. Fauci is continuing even as we speak now on Twitter. Perhaps it was Dr. Fauci's appearance on the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes last night that is sticking in the presidential craw. The doctor told the program he wasn't surprised at all that President Trump came down with the virus at a COVID unsafe White House event.
I was worried that he was going to get sick when I saw him in a completely precarious situation of crowded, no separation between people, and almost nobody wearing a mask. When I saw that on TV, I said, oh my goodness, nothing good can come out of that. That's got to be a problem. And then sure enough, it turned out to be a super spreader event.
I think based on some of the president's most recent tweets, we can assume that Dr. Anthony Fauci may soon have to decide whether officially to resign from the president's coronavirus task force. Donald Trump spent the weekend calling the Bidens, plural, an organized crime family, a claim rooted in a New York Post article that was published last week so irresponsibly that even its writers wouldn't let their names appear at the top of the report. The FBI is now investigating whether the Russians used the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, yet again as a vessel for the dissemination of misinformation. We learned this morning that Fox News declined to publish that story. Their noses apparently more sensitive to the smell of rotting fish than their pals at the New York Post. Want to know how Republicans are feeling? Here's Senator Ben Sasse. He is fighting for re-election in Nebraska. One Republican breaking with the president in a call with his supporters.
The way he kisses dictators' butts, it isn't just that he fails to lead our allies, it's that the United States now regularly sells out our allies under his leadership. The way he treats women and spends like a drunken sailor, he mocks evangelicals behind closed doors. His family has treated the presidency like a business opportunity. He's flirted with white supremacists.
But apart from that, he's a huge fan. Later in that call, Senator Sass said the nation is about to witness a Republican bloodbath. 15 days to go. The president says he can still win it. Joe Biden told supporters that he can still lose it. The Democrats worried that complacency may set in among their voters. More than 27 million people have already cast their votes, a stunning number. Is it a mass movement to throw the rascals out, or a determination to give Donald Trump 4 more years? Not long to go now, Ian,
And the final debate this week as well.
Thursday night, the final debate. Joe Biden hunkered down at home again today in Wilmington, Delaware, presumably preparing for that debate. But there may be a spanner that is about to be thrown into the works, because the debate commission, which organizes these debates, is meeting tonight to decide whether to give either the moderator, Kristen Welker of NBC, or the producers a mute button so they can silence the candidates' mics. And it is already pretty apparent from the Trump campaign that the president won't stand for that if they go down that path.
I'm ordering the popcorn in already. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. And we will, of course, be covering that debate on LBC and our sister station, LBC News. I think it's 2 a.m. on... is it 2 a.m. on Friday morning? We'll check that. I'm pretty sure it is.